Jambo, Malembe, I trust you're all doing well. I want to welcome you to this class, our new covenant ministry. By this time, you have been in the MLI program for quite some time. We have this listed as the 10th class, the second to the last class on our level one classes. So I want to thank you for joining in this class. I'm excited about this class. This New Covenant Ministry, it was a class that when I was in Bible school in some ways changed my life. It was very, very encouraging to sit through this class, to understand the importance of what it means to be part of God's new covenant that was prophesied, especially back in the book of Isaiah, the book of Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and to realize I am the recipient, I'm the receiver of this new covenant ministry. Now, what I want to do is explain the first thing is that when I first did these classes, there's 9 lectures, and I did them for a podcast that I did 3.5 years ago. And so they start out with some introductory music. They have have Garrett, my son, introducing the podcast. And also, when I did those recordings, I didn't follow the outline that I have now or follow the outline as closely as you have in your hand. By now, you should have at least a 12-page outline of our New Covenant ministry. I want to encourage you that if it seems that the lectures and the outline are having trouble staying together, don't worry so much about following the outline. Just enjoy listening to the lectures. And then when you get together or you study, then use the outline for your class discussion or your group discussion. Or for your personal studies, you can use the outline. So what I'm saying is, when I did these lectures, I wasn't following exactly the outline you have in the sense of all the line item details. So anyway, that just to help you understand that to just enjoy it. This class is meant to be enjoyed, to be enriched, to be encouraged in any way possible. And like I said, this was done 3.5 years ago, and I did these lectures just as a way to encourage the pastors. But then as I realized the day that we're living in, we need encouragement to keep pressing forward for Jesus Christ. So that's what this is meant to do, this class, keep pressing forward. Now, in your class requirements, you have, you need to read through 1 Corinthians one time. You need to read through 2 Corinthians 2 times, and you need to read through 2 Corinthians chapters 1 through 7 4 times. And that is to get a good understanding and a feel for what Paul is dealing with the church at Corinth. This Paul, in chapters 2 through 7, Paul is what we call, he digresses. He's heading this way. He's heading straight forward. But then when he comes to chapter 2 and he talks about not meeting Titus, all of a sudden he goes sideways and he starts going the other way. And he goes sideways all the way into chapter 7. Sometimes we say he's gone down an animal trail. He's gone down a side trail. But what is happening, he's passionate. He's excited about this new covenant ministry. And he just is being led of the Holy Spirit just to teach us about the glories of this new covenant ministry and why it is so wonderful. And this is where I'm saying, this changed my life. Here I am, had been in ministry for many years, and at times I felt the weight, I felt the burden, the heaviness of ministry responsibilities, and felt like, oh Lord, I don't have the energy or the strength to do this. I am just worn out. And how do I keep going? And the beauty of the New Covenant ministry is that we never stop growing. We are continually in the process of growing, or at least we should be. If we're growing and all of a sudden we reach a plateau and we level out, we're becoming stagnant. God wants us to keep that upward call going, that we continue to grow. And if you want to say the heart of this is in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, beginning in verse 17, where he says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit, and where the Spirit of the Lord is, there's liberty or freedom." He's talking about the freedom we have in the Christian life, and you'll get into this more as you listen to the lectures. But in other words, under the law, there was not freedom. But in the Spirit of God, there is freedom. And what we're doing, he says in verse 18, "But we all," it says, "with an unveiled face," unlike Moses, the veil's been taken away. "With an unveiled face, we behold as in a mirror." We're looking like in a mirror in Jesus Christ. And it says we're beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, the glory of Christ. And we are being transformed. We're being changed into the same image from glory to glory, step by step by step. We're being changed by Jesus Christ through his Spirit. And what's fascinating is the word transformed is the Greek word metamorpho. It's where we get the scientific word metamorphosis. And in the science world, we have two beautiful illustrations. One of the butterfly, it goes from being a worm to a beautiful butterfly. We also have the dragonfly. So I have a couple pictures here I want to show you. Here is a dragonfly larva. This is a dragonfly larva. They live under the water. They breathe under the water. They cannot fly, but they live under the water and they crawl along the bottom. One thing we do like about them is they eat mosquito larvae, and anything that eats mosquito larvae we're happy about. But they are about this big. They're about the size of the end of my little finger here, and they live under the water. There comes a time when they mature to a certain place. They crawl out of the water and they find a dry spot to sit on, and they bask or they sit in the sun. And as the sun radiates on them, the heat from the sun radiates on them, they begin to change. And along the back right here, if you want to say the back, it begins to open up. And it begins to open up and it breaks open. And as it's breaking open, guess what comes out of it? Unfolding, opening up and unfolding is a dragonfly. And look what we have. We have a dragonfly. And now it can fly. It does not live under the water anymore. It can't. But one thing it does is it flies. And guess what? Now it eats mosquitoes. And we like dragonflies because they eat mosquitoes. But this process, going from a larva going to a dragonfly, it completely changes. It goes from a water being to a being that breathes air and lives above the water. It changes completely, completely. It can't go back under the water. If it goes back under the water, it dies. But this whole beautiful process is called metamorphosis. It goes through change, through stages of change. What Paul is saying here, as we gaze upon Christ and we look to him, we are being changed from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Once we are born again, we're born from above. We can't go back into this ungodly world and live the same way, because we're no longer creatures under the water. We're creatures that are meant to soar for Christ. We mount up with wings like eagles. And this is why this ministry, this New Covenant ministry, excites me, because it's not up to my strength. It's up to the power of God in me through His Holy Spirit to live out His life through me. I just trust that you'll find this class an encouragement. You're nearing the end of your first level of classes. I want you to dig hard. Dig hard. I want you to pray about this and ask the Lord to show you what this metamorphosis process is all about, and how you can keep growing and you can keep changing. And I say this by way of warning. If you already think that you have it all together, you got all the smarts up here already, you're not going to grow through this class like you should. We must confess that we, without Jesus, we don't have anything. We need Him for everything, and He is everything to us. We need Him to grow. We need Him to be passionate about this New Covenant ministry that we are in. What keeps me going? It's the New Covenant ministry in Jesus Christ. Now, we are going to go through the seven C's of the New Covenant. It's a play on words. We realize, they used to say in time past, the men are going off to sail the seven seas. In this world, there were seven seas. That means seven bodies of water. That's S, spelled S-E-A. We're not going through the seven seas. We're going through the seven seas. That's the letter C. We are going to be going through the seas. And the first one is a ministry of compassion, which you will do with your first lecture. Anyway, I want you to enjoy this class, to fully, richly enjoy it. Let the Spirit of God minister to you. Let the Word of God just soak. Let the Word of God soak into your mind, into your heart, and get all the way down to your feet. Because remember, how beautiful are the feet of those that preach the gospel and bring good tidings of peace. May you be blessed in every way. Dear Heavenly Father, I lift these dear people up to you that are listening to these lectures. May they be blessed in every way possible. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless. God bless.